Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Bobcat, the British government recently invested $400 million to construct an airport on the island of St. Helena. It's very modern, it's high tech, but it turns out it's not suitable for what?
Landing planes.
Exactly right. Now, St. Helena, where Napoleon was exiled, has 4,000 residents. It's only ever been accessible by boat. Now, $400 million later, it's still only accessible by boat. According to Business Insider, the brand new airport is just too windy for planes to fly into. Somebody working on the airport construction tried to bring up this problem, but nobody could hear him because of the high winds.
They can always turn into a restaurant.
Like an airport, like they did with that one in L.A.
Yeah, they just turn them into, you know, if it doesn't work, turn into a restaurant, like a little kitsch. Oh, this is an airport restaurant.
Yeah.
Because when you think airlines, you think delicious food.
Right.
That's the tagline. I love it.
Moz, darts and pool are old and tired. There's a new game to play while you're drinking in bars. What is this hot new activity?
Ooh, darts and pool is gone. The new activity is... Wow. I thought I read the news this week. I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
The new activity, want to give me a hint?
Yeah, it's taking this lumber sexual thing a little too far.
It's like, is it chopping wood?
Well, it's doing something else with an axe.
Throwing the axe.
Yes!
Yes.
That's how you get there. Welcome to Canada's Timber Lounge, where you can mix large quantities of alcohol and sharp axes flying through the air. Similar venues and axe-throwing leagues are popping up all over. The craze has actually cut down on drunk driving in Canada. Because now most drinkers never even make it out of the bar. People love it. It's great for a bachelor party or a quick and thrilling bris.